Here's another story. Okay.
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 The people.
Florida bride and a caterer arrested after wedding guests get sick from drug-laced food.
Yes.
Jesus.
Why would... Yeah. Interesting thing about the mugshot is they're both wearing yellow.
Yeah. Hmm. They coordinated their outfits?
They coordinated their outfits.
The bride's kind of smiling.
Are they dressed as sunflowers?
Very weird.
Yeah. I don't know.
The whole thing is weird.
Well, they're probably still whacked. Still coming down.
Florida. I know you're not surprised. It's Florida.
Florida. I mean, come on.
So that spun us off into wacko wedding stories. Everybody on gets in the running for KISS tickets coming to Xfinity on Saturday, May 14th. More on that at 8:20 with Jimmy Koplik. We'll be on, and who knows if we'll get any announcements there.
That'd be cool.
Denise and Aunt Sonia.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Morning.
Well, this story is about my husband and his friend. They were salesmen. And they made a good sale, so they decided to go out, of course, and drink. So they went to Pinecrest up in Shelton.
Yep, I remember it.
Right, and there was a wedding. So they crashed the wedding.
Nice.
Naturally.
They were drinking, of course, and they were drinking and having appetizers. So now there's some dancing going on. The stupid husband of mine goes up and he dances with the bride. Then his buddy gets up and dances with the bride.
Well, the salespeople, you know.
So
they worked it.
And so they asked, like, well, which part of the family do you belong with?
Yes.
So, of course, my husband, dancing with the bride, said the groom. And then his buddy said the groom. They had a great time. I don't know if they ever ate dinner, but they got drunk.
Nice.
That's great.
That's cool. Successful.
Yeah, yeah, it would be weird and awkward to, if the bride asks you who you with, say, your family.
Right. I don't know you.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to get thrown out.
What did your husband sell at the time, Denise?
Oh, insurance.
Oh,
you sound so sad about
and they made a sale.
She was like, you know, I don't like to talk about
well,
it.
Well, she's still bored from all the, you know, seminars.
No, you know, any time they did a good sale, they went out and they drank.
Did they drink a lot?
Were they good salespeople? Well, you know,
doers, and, you know, it was nasty.
Doers.
Yeah, well, that sounds sad.
Yes. Sad and fun.
Yeah.
Same time.
Yeah, they did have fun, hey, but I was at home.
They had a good time. You were home.
You had to cook dinner. You're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they had a good time at the wedding anyway.
Yes.
It sounds like all he had to do was call Denise and say, had a good sale.
Right.
Going out tonight.
Yep. That's
bye.
All. That's all. Don't be so
where's
open.
All this money with the sale?
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I had folks handing me envelopes.
Celebrating.
Celebrating.
Yep.
Expenses.
Well, yep. Work.
That job almost cost our marriage, but anyway, finally he got out, and we were just married 39 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did we crash your wedding?
Well, no. As a matter of fact, if I killed him on my honeymoon, I would have been a free woman now, right?
With money, right?
That's an interesting thought.
You gotta wait 30 days,
if you killed him on your honeymoon.
Right.
You've
now,
opened...
Did this thought occur to you on your honeymoon?
On a daily basis?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, we went to Florida. We went on a little cruise. Yeah.
Nice. How many times during the cruise did you think, if I kill him, I'll be a single woman?
And rich?
A couple of times.
Well.
During the honeymoon or over the course of the last 39 years?
During the ceremony.
Oh, over the course of 39 years, it's not even a couple of times. It's almost every day.
Nice. All right, so if something happens, we shouldn't be surprised.
This is why. Great sale. Going right. out.
Yep.
Well, now he doesn't work, so
oh.
he's not going anywhere.
Let me guess. You bitch about that, too.
No, I don't. But if I got divorced now, I would have to pay him alimony. And there is no way that that's going to happen.
Right. You have to kill him.
Yeah.
This guy's dead no matter what.
She should have just ended on the honeymoon.
Okay.
Throw him overboard.
Yep.
Yeah. It would have been easier.
Yeah.
See? No cameras
yep.
back then.
Yep.
Exactly. And I would have still been a free woman.
You've given way too much thought to this.
Free woman.
Yep.
Well, what would you do with all that time as a free woman, though, really?
Absolutely nothing. I would never get married again.
Wow. There's an endorsement. Ashley, pay attention. Phil,
this
pay
sounds
attention.
Like a good paragraph for your 40th wedding anniversary card.
Yes.
I love it.
If I killed you during the honeymoon, I'd be a single woman.
Right.
And I would absolutely never get married again.
Yeah.
You're the only one for me.
Happy anniversary.
In sympathy.
Yeah, bang.
Bang!
Hey, Randy.
You are great. All right, Denise, thank you. You're in the running for the KISS tickets.
Thank you.
All right.
Easily excitable, isn't she? The whole time was a roller coaster.
Wow.
She had it all planned out.
Yep.
There's someone who's been regretting a decision for 39 years.
Yeah, she won't say I do
every
ever again.
Single day is probably the first thing she thinks of.
Yep.
Oh, no.
She opens her eyes. If I only killed him,
right,
I'd be a free woman today.
To this day, she won't agree to anything anymore.
She took her vows very seriously.
She did.
Apparently.
Right. At a Valium.
And now if she gets divorced, she pays the alimony.
Right, she can't do that.
No, yeah. But she, that'll never happen.
That'll never happen.
Right. She'll kill him first. Okay.
Hey, it's Johnny A. on the phone, Phil's dad. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Johnny A.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm very excited for
you. Good morning.
Grandfather, another family member coming soon. You're all set for Phil's wedding?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah, we can't wait. That's going to be a fun party.
Right.
Yeah, no doubt.
There's a joke among the Antonelli children that my dad has a favorite, and it's Amanda.
That's a joke?
No. Did you hear AJ's coming?
We share a good sense of humor, though, us two. She's really something else.
Is he trying to win KISS tickets?
did you hear AJ's going to make it to the wedding?
I did. That's going to be great.
Hold a thought.
So, Heather and I get married. The photographer lines up Heather's side of the family in the lobby of the venue, and he stumbles with his equipment, almost falls down like on one knee. His jacket opens, and a gun comes flying out off of the lobby floor, slides across, and lands right in front of Heather's family. And we all just sort of look at each other. He walks over quietly. He picks up the firearm. He puts it back in his jacket. And he walks back to the on the other side of the lobby and turns around and just tells everybody to smile.
And everybody did because he's armed.
Nothing happened.
Do what he says.
Nothing happened.
Nobody has ever spoken about it. It was just nonchalant. He walks over, bends down, picks the gun back up, puts it in his pocket, and starts taking photos again.
Great.
And afterward, I walk over, I go, whoa. What was that? He goes, hey, look, I carry a lot of expensive equipment with me.
Right. Says, you didn't see nothing. You didn't see this.
And it's funny, when the pictures came back, you loved all of them.
Right. Everybody looks frightened.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't see a lot of those pictures. I don't think my mom looks very happy.
She seems frightened as I have to pee.
That's great. That would be a great picture. See, now with the cell phones, you'd have the gun on the floor.
I'll be everywhere.
Yeah.
Yep. Go viral.
Wow, that's interesting. I better carry a gun because someone might want to take my camera.
Right.
And I'm going to shoot them.
Exactly, right. Yeah. Well, he's a photographer. Shoot a camera or shoot you. One of the two.
That's right. He is in the business of shooting.
The reaction was just priceless.
Yep.
Yeah, the reaction was priceless. Just silent. And everybody just sort of looked at each other going, well,
okay.
I don't think we really do anything. We'll just stay here.
No. Okay, nobody
moves.
Nobody
moves.
Nobody
moves. Nothing happened.
No sudden moves.
Right.
All right, Johnny A., thank you. Great hearing your voice. We'll see
you
soon.
Looking forward to seeing the whole morning show over there. Good job.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, AJ.
Hey.
Woo!
Trust me, I'm nothing special.
He's going to wear jeans.
We know.
Thank you. Don't hit the button. I did not do this.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
You guys made it about me, and you shut up.
Laura in Milford.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. So this is about my own wedding. My husband and I got married on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, but we didn't know it was Cinco de Mayo back then, because this year it will be 43 years. But
wow, his congratulations.
Buddies, thanks. We did a yard reception at his mom's house. His friends. Yeah, we were having fun, and they decided that they were going to take him down to Silver Beach, and they drank a bottle of tequila. And he came back to the reception drunker than anything, passed out, and so much so that we had to let him sleep it off before we could start our honeymoon. And my father-in-law had to go and pay the hotel bill for us to keep our spot at the hotel because he was too drunk to start our honeymoon off right.
Yeah, where's the bed part?
Where is the wacko part? Right. Let's see, a groom got drunk and passed out.
Right, just every wedding so far.
Well, he left my wedding, you know. He left me in the yard with all the guests.
Right, she carried him across the threshold. She kind of dragged him.
Hits his head on the door jam.
Why did you gain so much weight?
Okay. But 43 years later, we're still together, so.
Good. You definitely thought you'd get a different reaction from us. We're like, okay, cool.
And?
So?
I know. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Laura. You're in the running for the KISS tickets.
The wedding's on right now.
All right.
Yeah. When they come in to the wedding, to this.
Yeah. Keith and Haddam.
How you doing?
Good.
I was in my buddy's wedding reception, and we were all drinking, and his wife was sitting down in a chair, and I was holding a beer to my chest, and I leaned over to talk to her, and it was a full beer, and it dumped right down between her breasts.
Whoops.
Refreshing.
Half a bottle of beer.
Right.
Yeah. And then what'd you do?
Well, on tap.
You gotta dry that up.
I luge.
Yeah,
they got it on camera, and they got it on video, and they show every time I go over, they remind me of it.
Well, the beer company does say half of the mountains.
How do you make $150,000 a month for fulfilling men's fantasies?
How? You'll find out, aren't we?
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Miss Leanne London on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I just started following you on Instagram. I thought you'd have like a zillion followers, but unless I'm on the wrong site here, 3,150.
Oh, no, I do have, that's my sort of blog Instagram. So I write a blog as well that's sort of aimed at women. And then obviously I have another line of work that is mostly aimed at men.
Oh,
so I have two Instagram accounts.
Okay.
Okay, so it's two separate.
Because I saw a cat and it kind of freaked me out. I'm like, what's going on with this?
Wait, you saw a cat?
Later on down, yeah, I saw a cat. I'm like, uh-oh. I want to know. Kept scrolling.
Yeah, I didn't see the cat.
Yeah.
How do you make that much money a month?
Well, this is the thing that I think is, which has gone a little bit crazy. So I don't even know where this figure has come from. So this story started off in England. I don't even know how it's ended up in New York or even in America. But there's a lot, especially in England, there's a lot of stories that come out like this. Like, this woman's earning X amount of money on this website.
Okay, I felt that this was a thing because I've said it many times on the shows. I want these numbers verified.
Yeah.
So you didn't even come up with that number.
No, so they just, I don't know if they sort of look at how much you charge for a subscription to your website, and then they times it by how many followers or how many likes you have, or sometimes they just pick random numbers out from the sky. So obviously there are ways to earn tens of thousands of dollars or pounds from these websites.
So how much do you make a month?
Definitely not $150,000.
Okay, she's talking to us, so.
I would like to.
Yeah.
I would like to. If all your listeners want to sign up and make $150,000.
Of course, you agreed to the call.
Okay. Well, it got me to click on the story because it's like that's a tremendous amount of money, and I thought, what is she doing
right
to get that much money?
Yeah, it's quite a bit of cash.
What do you do with it?
Right.
Everybody loves a salacious story, don't they? And I think, I think that's with the original story. It sort of ended up being like Chinese whispers. One newspaper picks it up and then turns it into something else, and they turn it into something else and something else. Because one story, it started off at X amount of money per year, and now it's apparently per month. And yeah, it just gets a little bit a little bit ridiculous.
And what do you do?
You have
an OnlyFans account.
Yes, I have an OnlyFans account, and I'm also a webcam model, so I work on webcam chat as well. So I would say, like, sort of combined income, I might earn that in a year, but definitely not $150,000 a month.
It's still great money.
Yeah.
What do you do for that? Like, people can request stuff?
Oh, what people can request?
Yeah,
not with the 150.
Yeah, no. Yeah, well, you know, you buy things and have a nice bank account. Yeah.
Yeah, you have a nice house.
Right.
But what do you do? Like, how does it work?
People say,
will you do this?
How do you earn it? Yeah.
And then you put a price on that. And if they say, okay, you get that and you make them a video, how does that work?
Yeah, so obviously different content creators come up with different ways of how they earn their money. But how I do it, so I charge, it's only $5 a month. So imagine like a Netflix subscription. So they pay $5 a month, and for that $5, there will be sort of sexy pictures, sexy videos. You can also then request custom videos. So if you have, I don't know, I had one guy that likes me to pour custard over my head.
Custard over your head.
Over your head.
Interesting. Yeah. Dessert fetish.
Yeah. What does that cost? Because that's got to be a bitch to get out of your hair.
Yeah, but
messy.
Probably good conditioner, though, with the coconut. So.
Do you know what? So he also liked beans as well. But the beans actually felt quite nice. The custard
beans
was quite nice.
Oh, that's kind of messy, like a big poop on your head.
She's honest. I love it.
And beans.
That's really interesting.
The wieners get stuck in the ears. But yeah.
So for something like that, I charge about $400 for sort of a 5 or 10 minute video, because there's a lot of prep, there's a lot of food waste as well, which I hate.
It's true. Starving kids out there.
A lot of food waste and a lot of cleaning up.
I'll bet you you could sell that food to one of your fans.
Yeah, really? Yeah, someone wants food that was poured on your face.
Yeah.
They probably enjoy it.
This was on my head and it ran down my body.
Yeah.
You get profit twice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Who wants the crushed beans from in between my toes?
The crushed beans.
From in between your toes? Oh, there's a market for that. Trust me.
That's got to hurt.
Somebody bought socks.
Used socks,
There's a market for everything.
That's true.
Market for everything.
The foot fetish thing, though. The foot fetish thing is a big one, right?
Very lucrative, it seems like.
How do you crush a bean to toes? It's gotta hurt.
Yeah, foot fetish. There's a lot of some girls that just purely have sort of OnlyFans account, and it is all just to do with feet. Sometimes they don't even have their face or their bodies in it. I know people like to sort of.
Have you had any foot things? Foot requests?
Well, the beans, right?
No, they just happened to go through her toes.
Yeah,
pour the beans on her head.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
You didn't have to pour the beans on your feet, did you?
No, but I was stood up in the shower, so it just sort of happened to go.
Well, that's smart, in the shower.
And the waffle cone down the drain.
Oh, yeah. I'm not just throwing beans on myself, like, in the bedroom or anything.
Right.
That would be
unless you pay extra for it, yes.
Have you had any weird foot fetish requests?
I don't think it's as weird as people make out. People just like women's feet, but I wouldn't say there's any strange requests. There's been way more stranger requests than I've had than just a foot fetish. I think maybe the foot thing is just something that people are more comfortable talking about. And from starting OnlyFans and doing webcam, I thought I was quite open-minded in the world of fantasy, until some of the requests are like, very, very strange.
Like what?
Custer in the head for one.
And not sexy at all. Like, you and I wouldn't think it was sexy. Well, unless you've got some weird fetishes, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty. I'm like vanilla ice cream.
Eat a cheese sandwich. Boom.
Give us an example of one or two weird.
What sticks out?
You said
that's kind of weird. That's kind of weird.
I've had someone pay me to get a hairbrush and brush my boobs.
Brush your boobs with a hairbrush.
Brush your boobs.
May want to get some waxing done.
I was gonna say, how much hair do you have there? I've never done that.
I don't have a hairy chest.
Okay. A little way you presented it, you know.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That is wild.
The sound of the. I think a lot of the more sort of weird and wonderful fantasies, a lot of it is to do with sounds and
ASMR
texture and things like that. It's not as it's not as sexy as you think it would be.
I'm eating a cheese sandwich. Pouring beans on my breast and I'm going to brush them.
That would be a good combo.
Right.
Pouring beans on the breast and brush them.
The country song.
The beans. So the food fetish thing is called sploshing. So that is quite
splashing?
A big
squashing.
Squashing.
Oh, squashing.
Splashing, that's what it's called.
Splashing.
So, there's a whole other world out splashing. There. Like right. It's a planet.
Right.
And there are different countries on this continent. It's like, oh, this is the foot. You got a foot thing? You over here. You got to brush the boob thing over here.
Yeah, splashing. Splashing over here.
Beans on the head.
Right.
Down south.
Nice.
I think the reason why men and women are sort of doing so well on these types of platforms is that people do have weird fetishes, and it's sort of more accepted to talk about it or have safe spaces where people can sort of explore those fantasies. And if you've been married for 40 years and then all of a sudden turn around to your wife and say, "Guess what? I like sploshing," she might be a little bit. Taken aback by that. So these websites give people a safe outlet to explore those fantasies without.
No, it's definitely a great service.
Getting a divorce.
Yeah. No, yeah. I wonder before all of this, where did the brushing the boob people go? Like, you couldn't pick up a magazine. It's like, oh, no. I heard they have a good.
Boob brushing.
They probably had
article in this section. One. Yeah. I got to pick that one up.
Dad sell for limp brush. Well, I'm going to watch her. It's kind of like the same thing, but not.
Hey, hold on one second, all right?
Don't move.
Okay, we are linked up to Miss Leanne London on the radio station website. We have Miss Leanne London on the phone. We're linked up to her.
Hello.
She is a content creator and webcam model.
Right.
Very pretty. Beautiful eyes. And we're just talking about the weird things people ask her for. You know, people think, you're just pretty, you make all this money, but it is work, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of work. So I would say I get most of my sort of subscribers via TikTok. And you have to make sort of 5 or 6 TikToks a day and post them daily. If you miss a day.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. I normally try and do all my content in one day, though. So on a Monday, I'll try and make like 25 TikToks.
Oh my
God. So that's your work day.
Right,
then
TikTok
you post
day.
In the morning through. Yeah,
yeah.
And then you've sort of got a bank of TikToks you can sort of post throughout the week. Because it's not as easy as everyone. If it was easy, everyone
no,
would
it
do
is
it.
Work. No, and I it's work. I see how much stuff that not that I follow
the ideas and stuff like that. Yeah,
but right. It's a lot.
Yeah,
it is a lot.
Yeah. Ideas. What am I going to wear today?
Right. What am I going to do this time? What pour over my head
Beans
this time.
On the head. Yeah.
Right. If you
hold
paint
on.
This
my,
time.
My wife's
only,
on the phone.
Oh. So many poses you can do. Yeah.
Hey,
you have to come up with.
Leanne, my wife is on the phone. I don't like where this is going. Hello.
Hi. Good morning, Leanne.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. So, Chaz is my husband, and I was wondering, you know, when he and I first started dating over 8 years ago, he said that he wanted me to do something for him. Yeah.
Oh, I'm interested.
Should I leave right now?
No.
I don't remember asking you to do anything, but
No, you did.
I'm going to think religion right now.
No,
maybe
I'm
bring
interested.
Me a pizza.
Right. Maybe a cheese sandwich?
Dead puppies.
Right.
So I like to write poetry.
What?
Now keep going.
Yeah, keep going.
She's trying to erase your mind.
I like to write poetry, and he said that he would want me, and I wear glasses sometimes. And he said that I would like for you to be naked, laying on your stomach, wearing your glasses, licking a pencil.
You know, Freud would say a lot about the pencil right now.
I never said that.
Wow, your face is so red right now.
God.
Like a stop sign. With a hat.
First of all, what dude wouldn't want to see you doing that? That's not weird.
Is the pencil sharpened? Or?
Is it a number two pencil?
What end of the pencil? The lead part or the eraser?
I don't know. Why would I want her to lick the pencil? I can think of other things to do.
And I believe there is also mention of a pearl necklace.
All right. Let me hit the dump button on you.
No. Oh, don't do that.
Want a job later? Saving good.
All right.
Wait, so did it happen?
All right. Thank you, hon.
No.
Bye.
I want to see the pictures.
I don't remember asking
for
that.
I'm sure you could sell that video for a lot of money now.
I would not be opposed to seeing her like that. Anyway, so. I hung up on my wife, so I don't know if she had a question in there.
She hung up on her.
You're going to get a pencil in the butt later.
Number two, where it goes.
That
really good, too.
That or the neck.
So beans.
I can really like
okay.
Yeah, I think people like to take it very seriously. Like this, a lot of the backlash from the story. Like I didn't even dare read the comments. Some of the comments were just horrible. But at the end of the day, everybody's consenting adults. And you know, it's just a bit of fun. It's a bit of adult entertainment and a bit of fun. Clearly, like from this interview, I mean, your wife's called out. We've had a laugh.
Yes, it's entertainment. Don't listen to the comments. You know, you could do anything.
Yeah. Oh, it's true. Yeah,
the Pope
find
can
something.
Make a post, and someone will find something wrong with it. Yeah,
that's true.
You know,
or something
and
behind
it,
in the room. Yes.
No, like what you do, it's a good service.
It originally started. As one, basically, a local newspaper were running a story because I'm shaving my hair for charity on Saturday.
Oh.
So it was supposed to be a story about the good thing that I'm doing.
St. Baldrick?
Because it's a trash newspaper.
No, see what happens? You're doing something nice. First of all, don't shave your hair.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited to do it.
Like a buzz cut, right? Like it's all off.
You'll get ready like that.
Yeah.
Make sure Chris Rock's not around.
I was going to say, Chris Rock might make a joke on you.
Save some for brushing.
Oh, my God. I've had so many people making G.I. Jane jokes. So nice. I don't know.
All right. Can we talk to you next week? I want to see pictures that your subscriptions are going to drop off.
You'll sound lighter.
Oh, I'll be wearing wigs.
Wigs? Okay.
Okay.
She's good like that.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get you on the schedule for next week. Thank you. It's a nice thing you're doing, too, by the way.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you. Yeah, I'd like to think so.
Miss Leanne London, we're linked up online to her on the radio station website. Talk to you next week. My fantasy, well, not fantasy, but my thought on this was, would get him on the phone early, and I would say, I'm going to mispronounce your name, and then you're going to fight with me over it on the air, and we're going to have a fight on the air.
Yes.
But we just got him on the phone as the song was fading. I didn't get a chance to set this up.
Okay. So it ain't going to happen now.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Actor Ki Hun Kwan.
We close?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hey.
Hi.
It's good morning. It's Ki Hui Kwan. How are you?
Good, Ki man. Ki Hui Kwan?
Yes, Ki Hui Kwan.
Nice.
Wait, Ki Hui Kwan.
Ki Hui Kwan. Kwan.
Thank you for coming on.
Ki Hui Kwan, yes. Well, thank you for having me.
Love your work.
Oh, thank you.
He was in Indiana Jones.
Yep, he was
Raiders
short round.
Of the Lost Ark.
Yep.
He was short round.
Dr. Jones, yep.
Yeah. What was that like working with Harrison Ford?
Oh, my gosh. It was incredible. Harrison is one of the most generous and down-to-earth men I have ever met. Very kind. And you know, and a lot of times, I mean, if you watch my performance in that movie, it's Harrison standing behind the camera helping Steven to get that performance.
Wow.
I mean, it was just a lot of fun to hang around, to be with. And honestly, when I did that movie, I didn't know who they were because I've never seen Star Wars or Raiders of the Lost Ark. Right.
Me neither.
So, and so I was just on a set having a really good time with all these adults. And it was not until after the movie did Steven and George screen those movies for me. And then I realized, holy wow, I mean, these people are really famous.
How old were you?
I was 12 years old when I got the
part. You're 12 years old. You're on a movie set with George Lucas, Steven Spielberg,
right, him too,
and Harrison Ford.
Right. Hang on.
Yes. And in fact, one afternoon, Mark Hamill and Carrie Fisher came to visit me.
Wow!
And it was incredible. I was on the ground playing with Carrie Fisher, and you know, now I look back. I mean, you know, honestly, I look back at those experiences with such fond memory, and it's a real gift.
And you're in one of the most two of the most iconic Hollywood movies.
Yeah,
Raiders of the Lost Ark and Goonies.
First two movies.
And you know that Harrison's doing a number four now of Indiana Jones.
The fifth one is coming out.
Fifth one, yeah.
And I'm so happy because I don't think anybody but Harrison Ford can play Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
And to be able to see, you know, to be able to see him don that fedora and crack that whip one more time, you know, I will be the first in line to see it. And I think the audience will love it.
They should bring you back in a movie. Bring Short Round back. Why not?
I would love to, but I don't want to spread any rumors, okay? I'm not in it, but I mean, honestly, I feel very blessed and grateful that I got to be in Indiana Jones 2. I mean, honestly, that movie changed my life.
You are in it, aren't you?
No, you wouldn't have said it that way. Don't spread rumors.
Oh, my God. Call the newspaper. Well, no one reads newspapers. Call the internet.
Call TMZ.
Start tweeting now.
He's like, I got to go. Bye.
This is not Spider-Man.
It's so great to have you on. And I heard, you know, you're talking about Harrison Ford cracking that whip. I heard you're pretty good with a fanny pack.
Yes, I am quite good. And who would have thought that a fanny pack can be a lethal weapon, right?
In your hands, apparently it can be.
What happened?
What'd you do?
I trained very hard for that fight sequence. I trained weeks with our stunt coordinator team and our action team. And it was just so creative. I mean, the Daniels, who wrote and directed this movie, they came up with this brilliant idea, using a fanny pack as a weapon. And, you know, they grew up watching a lot of the Hong Kong movies, which, you know, the same movies that I grew up watching. And Michelle Yeoh is in a lot of those movies. So to kind of pay homage to those movies was incredible. It was a lot of fun. And you know, we had the best of time doing that fanny pack. In fact, we shot that in 1.5 days.
Nice.
Which is insane.
Now, explain to the folks who haven't seen Everything Everywhere All at Once yet what happens in that scene.
Well, Michelle Yeoh's character, Evelyn, punches Jamie Lee's character, who is an IRS agent.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Nice.
Yes, Jamie Lee Curtis, and she's amazing in it. Both, I mean, Michelle Yeoh is phenomenal in this, too. So she punches her, and then she calls security. And my character, Wayman, has to verse jump to another universe and comes back with a set of skills to handle the situation. And it's really fun. Our movie is a big science fiction, action, drama, comedy. It's all those things, but at the core of it, it's about this family who are disconnected with one another, and they have to travel far, far into the multiverse to find themselves again. And really, in the movie, it's about what ifs and about all the choices that we have made in life and what could have been.
That's fascinating.
We, you know, have we made different choices? Yes.
And kicking ass with a fanny pack. Only has a pair of Crocs.
Crocs and a fanny pack. Yeah,
what's the least lethal weapon? Right. A fanny pack.
I hope it catches on and bring the fanny pack back.
Right.
Yes.
Give me
absolutely.
A whole thing.
It is coming back.
Give me
a little
day of the fanny pack. Yeah.
I'm embarrassed to say I wore one.
You know, I never had one. Yeah.
Like last week, I wore one. They're great.
I think it's okay for women to wear them.
Yeah, dudes, no. Yeah. Unless you're hiding a gun.
I had a kid at the time. Limited pockets in the summertime.
Right.
So what are you going to do?
Cargo pants.
So.
Yep.
Well, we're really happy to have you on. I got to keep you on schedule here. Actor Kwan. Kwan.
Yes.
Yes, Ki Hui Kwan, and thank you for having me.
Thank you.
It's been really fun.
Awesome. You're always welcome here.
Yeah, man.
Just anytime you want.
Just keep the fanny pack away.
Keep your fanny pack on.
Yeah, everything. Maybe next time.
Yep. Go ahead.
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, that was quick.
Yeah. What they do over there is if you're not in the middle of something, they just press the button and he's gone.
Bye.
Somebody fell down a hole.
Hey, it's Jimmy Copley at Cloud Nation. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
How you doing?
Well, I'm a little beat, but I'm doing okay.
No.
Last week, I got to tell you, this is when you know the guy's a friend.
Yeah.
Because last week, he's like, hey, I got a lot of business stuff. What's next Thursday? I'm like, can you do the show still? He's like, oh, you know.
I'm susceptible to begging, I must admit.
And we're good at it, so.
Yes.
I was begging. We all look forward to this.
Yeah.
All week.
Yeah.
God, I was out so late last night at a John Mayer show, and now it's in Austin, Texas.
Oh.
And it's only 7:20 here.
Oh.
So I'm a little beat.
You must like us a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yes, it's true.
John Mayer.
It is true. They opened up a new arena here in Austin. So we had a Live Nation leadership conference, and then we went over to the arena because Live Nation also manages the arena. So we were guests of John, but didn't get backstage. It was a little, you know, with COVID, backstage is a little tight right now still.
That's true with all shows everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there are no meet and greets. There are backstage, you got to be tested. If you're working backstage, I wasn't considered a worker. I was considered a guest. We generally don't want guests backstage at any of our shows right now. Maybe we'll clear out a little, you know, in the summertime.
Yeah.
Hopefully. But at this very moment, for the next week or two, at least we don't want guests backstage.
You have to remember before the meet and greet days, where it was just like groupies got backstage, and then someone said, hey, maybe we should let, you know, more people than just like hot women back here to meet the band.
Well, it became a business. You can buy meet and greets. That's what happened. Somebody got smart and realized, wait a second. Well, I mean, this person wants to meet me for free, and I'm a star. I'm going to make him pay for it.
Yeah.
Right.
And people pay for it.
They do for the privilege, yep.
Well, you get that picture, you have that forever.
Exactly.
Yeah. I get it. I get it. No question about it. I'd pay to meet some of my sports stars.
Who would you pay to meet?
Well, I'm a pretty big Yankee fan. I'd love to meet Aaron Judge.
Cool.
And I'm afraid I'm a Jets fan, and nobody's really good with the Jets, so there's nobody I really want to.
They would pay you.
I'd pay to see Joe Namath.
Yeah, I'll hang by the banner.
Joe Namath I'd get to meet, but I don't know. I don't know if there's been a really good player for the Jets since Joe Namath.
You have a pair of Joe Namath shoes, correct?
I have one shoe of his, one white shoe signed by Joe Namath, yes.
Where'd the other one go?
Somewhere Joe Namath is walking around with one shoe.
I saw on the side of the road one day.
Do you have the left or the right?
No, when he gave it to me, it's a right shoe, but when he gave it to me, he didn't want to give me both his shoes.
No.
So he gave me one shoe. And I said, fine, and he signed it. And that was in 1969, and then it faded, and I met him again in the 90s, and I brought my shoe with me, And he looks me straight in the eye and he goes, are you putting it on eBay? And I go, no, I'm not going to put it on eBay. I want to keep it. He goes, okay, then I'll sign it.
Right.
So we signed it. He didn't want me to sell it, which I never will sell.
I sold it on eBay. Just kidding.
But 1969, that's when he won the Super Bowl. That's
huge year.
Yeah.
The most popular quarterback on the planet.
Expensive shoe right there.
Yes, yes. My dad worked for the Jets, so I went to the Super Bowl, actually.
Cool.
And wow.
Came home with the team on the team playing after the Super Bowl.
That's cool.
The whole world thought the Colts would win that one.
Absolutely.
Thought
Johnny Unitas.
Yep, with that haircut.
Yeah.
The leagues were still separate then, and it was not even close who was the better league, so that was a massive upset. It'll live forever in football history.
Well, Johnny Unitas was sick, so he was on the sidelines most of the game, and then the coach finally said, we better put him in.
Yeah.
Like, did you crap yourself when you saw Johnny Unitas come in?
Well, you know, Earl Morrill was the quarterback that was, you're right, Earl Morrill was the guy, I believe that was his name, that was the quarterback, really the second string, of course, Johnny Unitas was hurt. But no, I did not think Johnny Unitas could do it. He's sort of like an old baseball player.
Oh.
When they really can't do it anymore, and he was an old quarterback, and the Jets were on fire that day.
Wow, how cool is that?
Well, you have a shootout.
You
too.
Saw them win their only Super Bowl,
right? You saw it.
Yeah, I walked out of the Orange Bowl that day, and I never thought that I'd be 72 years old and never see them in a Super Bowl. And I was 19 then.
Right,
right.
But you got the shoe, so
yeah,
you know.
You got the shoe.
Yeah.
Do you have any concert questions for Jimmy? 1-877-764-2535, or you can text them 203-882-9757. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Jimmy Koplik on the phone. How's Kiss doing?
Kiss is doing really, really well. You know, it's been a long time coming, right?
Yes.
And that show is supposed to take place in 2020.
2020.
Right. A little late.
Yeah, how about that?
And then it went to 2021 or right to 2022?
No, it went to 2021 and they got COVID.
Right. I forgot about
that. Oh, yes.
They had to move it to 2022.
Yeah.
Really. And so far, they're I guess they don't have COVID right now. They've been told nothing.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah. So,
I can't wait. I first of all, I love their show. I love, it's one of my favorite live shows in the world. I love Kiss, number one. And number two, I can't wait to go to an outdoor concert.
Right.
I really can't wait.
Oh, seriously. Yeah.
And, you know, Kiss is not just a concert. Like you said, it was the appropriate word you used. It's a show.
It is.
It is a show.
It's everything.
It's a theatrical performance put to rock music.
With fireworks.
Yeah.
Yep.
And fire breathing.
Very true.
Fire breathing.
And blood. Yep. Everything.
Tickets to see Kiss, we've been giving away all week. Xfinity on Saturday, May 14th, Saturday night. Could be their last show in Connecticut.
Could be.
What do you think the odds are?
If they keep their promise of retiring, you're absolutely right. It could be their last show.
Could be.
Now, they went to Mohegan, but they came back to Xfinity because they haven't played Xfinity. No chance they would play Bridgeport, the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport?
Well, I would try to get it if they agreed to continue touring, that's for sure. The question is, do they continue touring after this year? I don't know the answer to that. Right. So if they did come to Bridgeport, it would be 2023.
That'd be epic. Them there, forget about
it. Oh, yeah, it would be.
Yeah, perfect.
I would say chances are pretty good.
You know,
it's last time they're playing in Connecticut.
We have a good history in Bridgeport. We can now say the Foo Fighters played there, Greta Van Fleet played there, Van Morrison played there. You know, really big arena artists are playing a small boutique amphitheater. So I can tell them, you're not going to look odd playing there. We've had some superstar Hall of Famers.
Oh, wow.
World Hall of Famers play there.
Good angle.
See, that's how it's done.
Yep, exactly. I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah, you know what's interesting?
It's only 7:30 in the morning and I thought of that.
Write it down.
Where you are.
I am.
You know what's interesting to me is because I got that vibe at Toad's. A lot of bands came into once the Stones played, you know, and you could, but even before that, you could say, well, Bruce Springsteen has played here. U2 has played here.
Billy Joel.
Yep. Billy Joel.
Exactly.
Yeah, there was a case to be made at Toad's. Tom and Trumbull has a show.
We did that with Ace Frehley. We used that with Ace Frehley to get Ace Frehley to play there.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, it's a seated show with only 600, I think it's 500 seats. That's it. To get Ace to play there, we used the old, well, look who's played here. And he was fine with it.
Bob right. Dylan, everybody.
Yeah, once you, yeah, you can't deny. It's like, yeah. Oh, well, if they played there, I can play there.
Exactly.
Tom and Trumbull.
Yes, Jimmy, I called Tuesday and yesterday at Oakdale and also got a voice recording at the box office. Is it closed? Because they said you can't buy tickets.
We're the box office at Oakdale for you can buy tickets for the Bridgeport, Harvard Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport, Xfinity and Oakdale shows is open Tuesday and Thursdays from 12 to 5.
Oh, all right. Because I called Tuesday around 1:30 and I got that message. And then I called yesterday. I wasn't sure if they were there and I got like the same message.
Well, it's Wednesday.
Well, if you're looking to buy tickets, we're open from 12 to 5.
12 to 5.
Maybe they're, I'm usually in on Tuesdays. I'm in Austin. Maybe nobody came in yesterday. You might have told me.
They all
did. You just finked on everybody. You just totally narked.
You just got caught by the boss.
You narked. Informant worked.
All right, Tom.
Really, thank Tom? You got my people in trouble, I think.
Nice.
You got my people in trouble.
Run, Tom.
Bosley's like, oh, boy.
They're going to call you today at 11:59.
Any questions for Jimmy? Call the line or text in. I had an email come in from David. He said there is rumors of an Eddie Van Halen tribute tour that would include Alex, David Lee Roth, Joe Satriani on guitar, and others stepping in. No word of Sammy or Wolfgang or Michael Anthony. Have you heard anything about this?
I've only seen what everybody else has seen. I saw it on a bunch of websites, and I read the stories, and it sure makes a lot of sense to me, only because I can't imagine Alex Van Halen never getting behind the drum set again.
Right.
I just can't imagine that. Great drummer, pounds those skins like very few do, in my opinion. Great drummer. And I just don't understand how you could just stop it. So the concept of honoring Eddie in that manner makes a lot of sense to me. But I've heard nothing internally about it in the business.
I'd go see that.
Yeah.
Wow, I would too.
I'd go see that.
Oh, and
maybe,
can you imagine
maybe
if they
Nuno
recruited Wolfgang?
Or maybe Nuno plays also? That'd be cool.
Well, they're saying David's going to be the lead singer.
Despite that, so.
But I wouldn't count on David. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure about David.
Spoken word.
he's very unpredictable.
Andre and Derby.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Yo.
Hey. Yeah, I've been sitting on these KISS tickets. I've been waiting. But the last time it was canceled is because of that hurricane we were supposed to have. That's why it got canceled.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. It's been every reason. Weather, sickness.
It's been a ton of stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they were going to do it the next day, and then everybody got all up in arms, and they just canceled it. So, but we never even got a hurricane, so that's what's up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
That's right. Forget about that.
Yep. But my question is, Duran, I know they're coming to Madison Square Garden, but nothing in Connecticut? We can't get them here?
No, we tried at Mohegan Sun and couldn't figure out the dates. The timing didn't work out right. Sports teams there took the dates we wanted, so we couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So if they extend the tour, you think there's a chance you might get them down here?
We would certainly try. No question about it.
Awesome.
Awesome.
I'd see that.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it.
I will
it.
Mention I didn't vote for them for the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Right. Don't lead with that. No.
No.
See, I so voted for you twice.
Enough.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I wonder how does the casino react to the potential of having Duran, but then there, which would be sellout and a ton of money, hotel rooms.
Hairspray everywhere.
And it's like, well, we have this game here that'll have like 18 people.
Right?
Like,
I understand what you're saying, but I think Mohegan Sun needs to be a venue that has a variety of events. And I respect the fact that they are not dependent on concerts. Right. And it's certainly one of the most successful arenas in the country overall.
In the world.
But certainly when it comes to concerts, they are the most successful arena. And so they branded themselves well with concerts. And I, you know, you can't just get concert fans there. You got to get sports fans there,
right.
Bar fans there. you know, it neat. I totally respect it, what they do.
And sports makes sense now with online gambling and all.
Right.
Not gambling, yes. Betting. Sorry.
That thing, yes.
Different word.
Right.
Is that what is that true? Is that what they use? That's like difference between a scalper and a broker.
Okay.
It's a potato, kinder potato. Way to say
okay.
it.
Okay. So next question.
Jimmy Koplik's taking your calls and texts. Chris in Bridgeport.
Anthrax, Black Label Society, doing an amphitheater tour. Are they coming to Connecticut?
Not as of now, but we are still trying. Love to see it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Get it. Yep. Get it done. Get it done. We're trying.
What are you trying to say?
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Nice.
So you're that's something that's in your universe that you're working on.
Yeah, we're actually trying to bring it to either Bridgeport or Mohegan Sun, one of the two. But I'd love to get that show. I think it would do great.
Anthrax, definitely.
Any chance of Queen coming around? We had this come in on the text.
No, but we have Killer Queen coming in, so next best thing. But Queen's not on tour right now.
I saw Killer Queen, and you would not know the difference.
Really?
I mean, you would if you're a Queen fan, whatever. But, man, if you want to see their music live and
spot on.
Yeah,
I agree. I've seen. Wow. Yep, I agree. I've seen Killer Queen, too. I liken it to Brit Floyd. You're not going to see Pink Floyd? Go to Brit Floyd.
Yes. Yes, exactly right.
You're not going to see Queen, go to Killer Queen.
Scott in Manchester.
Yes, sir.
You have a question for Jimmy?
I did. I'm sorry. Good morning. Yeah, I was wondering if you guys were going to be able to get Volbeat to come to Connecticut at all.
We tried last year, and as of now, they're not even on tour. So
that's tough.
You know, yes, we're going to try. Mohegan Sun always wants them. Mohegan Sun keeps asking for them, and we'll try to do it.
I know.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you, Scott. I feel
happy.
Yes, that's it. I don't know who they are.
I know the name.
I'm a little embarrassed to act like, should everyone know who they are?
I know. I've heard a song of theirs. I just can't think of what.
I don't either.
Who are they?
Oh, maybe I shouldn't bring them in. Nobody would buy tickets. Nobody knows who they are.
Well, don't base it on us.
Don't go by us. Yeah. Yeah, be a first mistake.
Yeah.
No, they're a real good rock band, Volbeat.
Jimmy Koplik is on. And we're going to go to some of the texts that were sent in a second. Let's go to the phones. Nikita in Simsbury.
Simsbury. I know that Sims boring by other people. How's it going, guys?
Yep. Good.
So listen, a question to Jimmy. Any plans to bring AC/DC to Connecticut when they're back on tour? And who's going to be the lead singer?
Well, if they go on tour, I'd love to bring them to Connecticut. That's for sure. If they even get back together. I don't know who the lead singer would be. I have no idea. It would be hard to find a good lead singer.
Last I heard, Brian Johnson was back.
I thought they brought Brian Johnson back.
Yeah, they healed his issue.
Axl Rose did a pretty damn good job whether he was on tour with him.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
But you want Brian Johnson.
No, I think Guns N' Roses is staying together, though, so I don't think Axl will do it. Yeah. I'm still working on Guns N' Roses for next year.
Cool.
That'll be pretty awesome.
Yesterday at work.
But but Jimmy, love what you do, and if you can bring AC/DC to Connecticut, I don't care how much the tickets are, I will come see them.
There you go. That's one guy.
Remember you said that.
Yeah. How many complaints?
That's it.
Amy in Milford.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
What's your question? We're good.
I was curious about Texas Hippie Coalition. It's a big man with a big voice, southern rock, metal, and I love them.
Really?
Yeah.
Got to look it up.
Never heard of them.
Jimmy, they might be in the hotel you're in right now.
You never know. That's the loud guy. The room next door.
You're right.
You've never heard of them.
No, I'm sorry, but I've never heard of them.
Oh.
Do you know them personally?
Can you look them up?
Yeah.
They're awesome.
It's called Moonshine.
Okay. Oh, good name.
Sounds like if ZZ Top went metal.
Right. Yeah, a little bit.
Kind of.
He's kind of got that look, too.
Yeah, Jimmy's going to get right on that.
Yeah, he's working it right now. He's writing it down.
Yeah.
I'm in Texas. This is going to be easy.
Right. Yeah. Just ask the corner store. Yeah. Anyone seen these guys? Hang on. Aisle 7.
Hey, Amy, thanks for calling that in, and I'm going to look them up for my iTunes.
That's very cool.
Thanks.
Let's see. From the texts, Zach Brown Band. I have a feeling this was from Ashley and not the text.
It's her handwriting.
I thought I saw something here somewhere about that.
No, not hitting Connecticut this year, I'm afraid.
And this has happened to us a few years, right?
So sad.
Are they going to skip over us now?
They're scared of Ashley.
Forever?
There's that girl in the audience.
No, no. If he tours during the winter, we're going to try to get him at Mohegan Sun.
Oh. So was there a...
It's not out of the question for this year.
Oh. It's
just not a summer show right now.
Oh. They seem like a fun summer...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's a parking lot.
Yeah.
And outside and the sunshine and kind of band.
Yeah, so great.
Blinded by Ashley's teeth in the audience.
Are they touring in the summer and not just not stopping in Connecticut, or are they not touring in the summer? Oh, they are.
Yeah. Yes.
You know more about them than anybody else.
I know.
She's a stalker,
she
Jimmy.
Likes them. Oh, boy. Yeah. The one that she made me get up so early.
That's right.
We said let him sleep. No.
That's not true.
We got this from the text, Foo Fighters in Connecticut. That's Foo Fighters, period, is a question mark now, right?
Yeah, they're taking the rest of 2022 off from what I understand, and who knows what they'll do after that. But
yeah,
man.
When Taylor Hawkins died, that really hit the band hard.
Yeah. Huge, yeah.
It was, it was Dave and Taylor, really, that band. They were the two front people.
Always.
Every interview they did,
always.
Like Dave... very rarely did an interview by himself. It was usually Taylor right by his side.
You could tell they were buds.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, he always said he was a brother from another mother is what he would always describe Taylor as. And they were very close. It's like he said it's like losing his brother.
Oh, that's a shame, man.
Listen, he was on sale this summer for a whole big summer tour and had really hundreds of thousands of tickets sold. And he canceled the whole tour. So he was really hit hard by this.
There's only one other band I can think of that's done that after the death of someone. And that was Led Zeppelin.
Yep.
And it was their drummer. And they just, that was it.
Same thing.
They were basically done.
Fold the whole band.
Band over.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think you'll see that with the Poos, though.
I think
Dave loves the road that much. He'll find another drummer eventually. But my guess is
time.
You'll see him again in 2023.
A couple of texts here. Rob Zombie. Question.
Yeah, we missed him in Connecticut. He's touring this summer, but he's no longer a Connecticut resident, I'm told, so I couldn't use the old homie rap to get him into Connecticut. So
Work. I think our boss, Keith, pissed him off because there was a skate park thing, and then they wrote about it, and they taunted him, and then he just sold his house and moved.
Yeah, way to go, Keith.
Thank you, Keith.
Thanks, Keith.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Connecticut?
Just doing a stadium tour, so no tour this year.
Whitesnake in Connecticut.
We tried to get Whitesnake into Oakdale, but we couldn't figure out the date to do it. We had too much stuff going on at Oakdale, so we couldn't put the date together. But they will be touring with Scorpions also, but not in Connecticut.
That's cool. This day in Copley concert history, in 1972, the Allman Brothers Band at the New Haven Arena.
No, yes, New Haven Arena. That was, well, first of all, let me first say that the most amazing thing is that was one of the last shows at the New Haven Arena. It closed in September of 72. And Alex Taylor, who opened up the show, was James Taylor's brother.
Oh, wow.
Which was really nice. But what I can't figure out is why I brought Cheech and Chong into... it says Hard Rock Cafe, but it was the Aurora in West Hartford, on 421 instead of 420. Somebody has to explain why.
You were close.
They wouldn't have showed up anyway. They forgot.
Jimmy, thank you so much for waking up and doing this for us.
You got it, guys.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Jimmy Copley.